Okay, good. I don't have papers. I'll leave them over there. So it could be I talked about this many years ago. There's something in my the little safer that I wrote in English. I have an article about this. So it could be I talked about it. So, anyway, they say aim based measures for Kiddush, so I'm sure it's not going to be exactly the same. Okay. The two sedges this week, Achimos and Kedoshim. And in the second of the two sedges, we come upon one of the famous psukim, one of the famous mitzvahs at the beginning of the sedra, by Yikra Perik Yud Tes, Pasuk Gimel, Ish Imo V'Aviv Tiro'u. It's from Sosat Yishmoa Neshra Mokecham, that a person is required to have fear, Yira, for his parents. Fear doesn't mean fear in the sense of fright or terror, in the sense of awe or reverence, right? Ish Imo V'Aviv Tiro'u. So that's one of the two primary mitzvahs we find in the Chumash relating to the relationship with the parents, Yira, say Mora, member of Reish Aleph. And of course, in the second source, the Aseres Hadibros, Parshas Yisrael, Perkhov, Pasuk Yubayz, Kabir Esavich, Esimech, Olaman, Yuich, and Yuech, Alodom, Asher, Hashem, Alkech, and Osemach, right? Honor your parents, your father, and your mother. Those are the two mitzvahs together. Rashi here in Parshas Kedoshim, in the third source, in Parakitas, Pasuk Gimel, takes note of the fact that in our Sedra, the mother is mentioned before the father. Ish imo v'aviv tiro, have mora for your mother and your father. And in the Aseres Hadibros, by the mitzvah of Kibbutz, of honoring parents, is Kabir Esavich, Esimech, the father is mentioned before the mother. So Rashi says, Kan hiktim aim la'av. Here they mention the mother first in our Seder by Mora. But we should go to the fun of Shabbain, Yorei, Savi, Yosem, Ima. In the ordinary circumstances, the child is more afraid of the parent of the father than the mother, right? Usually the mother says, wait till your father comes home, then you'll really get it. Right? Okay, right. So, right. Exactly. By covered, over covered, hiktim av la'aim. When it comes to honor, therefore here it had to mention the mother first. The shall know there's a mitzvah of fearing the mother also. By covered, it's the opposite. By covered, hiktim av la'aim. But we should go to the fun of Shabbain Mechabed is Imo Yerushalayim Avim. Usually a child feels a certain respect or closeness to the mother. You know, the mother talks to the child, the mother, the child feels comfortable with the mother, she respects the mother, the father. There's more reverence here. It mentions the mother, the by Kibbutz Avim, it mentions the father first. Okay. Now, the Gemara takes note of the fact that this dual obligation of Kavod and Mora to father and mother, whichever one is first, doesn't matter. Okay, this dual obligation is similar to a dual obligation that we have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. So, for example, in source number 4, Parshas Reschanan, Dvarim Perek Vav, Pasuk Gimel, says, Es Hashem Elokecha Tira. There's a mitzvah to fear God, right? Yira Shamayim, right? Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, so Savra Vishmot Tishamayim. But there's a Pasuk not in the Torah, but a Pasuk in Mishlei, in Ksuv and Mishlei, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Tes, source 5, Kabeid Es Hashem Mehonecho, Marish is called to Osecha, honor Hashem with all your belongings and all your whatever you have. And from all your grain and everything, but the key word for us is kavod. So the same mitzvahs that apply to one's parents, kavod or kibud and mora, so too applies to HaKadosh Baruch himself. And so, the Gemara in Source 6, Kiddushin, Lamed on the days, the Gemara says, Tanar Banan, Nemar, Kabbat is Avichus Avecha, the Nemar, Kabbat is Hashem Eonecha, Hishva, HaKosu, Kibud of Aim, Kibud of Kibud of Makam, Kibud of Aim, Kibud of Makam. The Torah equates the obligation to honor parents and makes it similar to the obligation to honor Hashem. Similarly, Nemar continues the Gemara, Ish imo v'aviv tirov, and Nemar es Hashem v'aviv tirov, Hishra kosu moros av eim l'moros hamokom. So that's how important this mitzvah is, the mitzvah of both of kibud av eim, the mitzvah of yiras av eim, mora av eim, is parallel to these two sentiments that one has to have regards to HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. And so the Rambam, in Hilchus Mamrim, Parag Vav Alocha Aleph, that's where the Rambam deals with Kibbutz Avaim. Interesting question why, but that's where it is. Kibbutz Avaim is dealt with Hilchus Mamrim by the Rambam, Parag Vav Alocha Aleph. Kibbutz Avaim, Mitzvah Sase Gedola. The Rambam calls Kibbutz Avaim a major, a very significant Mitzvah Sase. And Mor Bechain Mora Avaim. Shika Osana Kosov Bichvodo Vimoro. That's why the Torah, since it's such an important Mitzvah, equated honoring and fearing one's parents with honoring and fearing himself. And the Rambam spells out this whole limud that we had in regard to Kiddush Daf Lamed. Kosov kabbat zavich v'zemecho, kosov uksiv, or kosov kabbat zeshem anecho, ov avimo kosov ish imo v'tiro, ov kosov ashmo kachatiro, kederech shetiva al kvod shmo gadol moro, kachativa al kvod moro. Good. And then Alokha Beis, the Ram mentioned that other point. If you say equal time, right, that's the Ram Parakvav Alokha Beis, the Ram says, hiktim av aim l'kavod, hiktim aim l'av l'mora, l'lamed sheshnehem shavim bein l'mora bein l'kavod. You have to have both for father and for mother, both covenant and moral, whichever one's first, doesn't matter. This is talking about men, women, everybody has to have for both parents. We speak about kibbutz av, but it means kibbutz av vayim. Okay.
They both,
now, huh?
They both want something at the same time.
So that's a conflict we're not going to talk about tonight. What happens to the two are in conflict? We'll have to talk about that another time. But here the Gemara says the following, which we're going to get into tonight. The Gemara has a couple of details regarding this mitzvah, because let's be honest for a moment, the concept of kabedes avicho, what do you do? And what does it mean exactly? Or mora, fear, how do you express it? What do you do? So the Gemara tries to outline. It says, number 8, this is Lamed Aleph from Beis and Kedushin, Tanar Bonam, Chacham, Mishana Shem Ovid Vishem Ravo. Okay, Rashi explains. Source 9, we'll go back and forth, 8 and 9. Rashi, Chacham, Mishana Shem Ovid Vishem Ravo. Chacham Hadores Drosha Barabbas. The Talmud Chacham, the rabbi is giving a speech. In those days, you didn't have a microphone, right? So it had a person who was a microphone called the Turgamon. The guy with a loud voice, and the Rebbe, the teacher, would say, you know, sort of.
It was a translator next to
That's also it's the same thing, same idea. But even when it was this, the same person, right? He would say, the rabbi would say it, and he would loudly say it and explain the whole wrapped up in one package. Okay, so
audience,
let's see.
The translator just say it.
Probably did. Economic, correct. So the Rashi explains in source 9. Chacham Hashanah, Chacham Hadori Joshua, the Loches Liturgamon. And he's kind of whispering, talking softly, normal, talking to the Turgamon. Yeah. Behu Mashmiya Mishana Shem of the Shem Rabo. And Mashmiya Mishna Shem of the Shem. Behu Mashmiya Mishana Shem of the Shem Rabo. Imbo Lomar Dvar Halacha. Shomar Aviv Orabo Locha Turun Kach Amar Abba Mori Kach Amar Rebu Mori. He shouldn't say to the Turgamon, my father, whose name was Chaim Tzvi Baruch, whatever, okay, you don't say his name. He says to the Turgamon, my father and my teacher said this. Okay, yeah. So he shouldn't mention the father's name. That's the Gemara seems to say that mentioning the parent's name, that's a sign of disrespect. Okay, that's out of sense of mora. Now the Turgamon, right, in the casual, right, now, the Turgamon, okay, Avala Turgamon, when he now projects what the rabbi said, the Turgamon, lo shem avo, lo shem rabo, he doesn't have to do it either. He doesn't have to change the name, okay? So Gemara says, 1 second. What do you mean? Avu Adaman. Ilema Avu Turgamon, Atu Turgamon, La Barchivu. If it was quoting the Turgamon's father, how come the Turgamon doesn't have to change the name? So Gemara says, no, Elam Arova, Shem Ovav Shal Chacham, Shem Rabo Shal Chacham. The rabbi was giving the class, it's quoting his father, who was also a rabbi. So he says, you shouldn't say, my father, let's say it's of Shimon Gamliel. He should, right, shouldn't say, my father Gamliel said. I said, my father Rebbe said. My father, my Rebbe said. Then the Turgamon can say Rabbi Gamliel, because it's not his father. He can say the first name. Well, that's what the Gemara said. Kiha continues the Gemara. The Mar Bar Avashi Gav Adarish, but Pirke you Amar Abba Mori, but Amori Amar Hacham Aravashi. Right? Mar Bar Avashi didn't quote his father. He said to the Turgamon, my father taught me the following, and the Turgamon said out loud, Ravashi taught the following. And the same that's what we do. But the bottom line is, what emerges from here is you're not supposed to mention the name to my father, the same thing with the mother. Then the Gemara says, in general, Tanar about an Ezehu Mora Ezehu Kibud. What exactly is meant by Mora? What is Kibud? So the Gemara says, Mora, it means the following. Honor, revering one's parent means Lo Omei Bim Komo, Lo Yoshim Komo. Let's say, in many homes, the parents have a particular seat at the table. Father always sits here, the mother always sits there. That's their particular seat. So if that's the case, you should not sit in the parent's seat. That's considered sometimes in the family room, in the living room, there's an easy chair or something like that, the armchair, the father always sits in that chair. So the mother always sits in that chair. You shouldn't sit. Of course, they get permissions, in the story. But we're talking about in general. And also, lo sosa zorava lo machuyo. You shouldn't contradict his words and argue with his words, and you shouldn't even support his words, meaning in a disrespectful way. It's like saying, like, oh, you're right. You know why you're right? I'll tell you why you're right. You know, that kind of thing. Okay. That's under Mora. Okay. Yeah, we'll see. Okay. Part of that. Again, we're not dealing with all those aspects, but we'll see how but the return makes a difference. Then it says, what is kibud? Kibud avaim means, kibud is machil, umashke, provide food and drink, malbish or machasit, by clothing, you know. 1 second, yeah, help, but machnas umoti, help him in, help him out. I would define these things in one word, service. Provide service for the parent. Now, who is the financial obligation? Mar asked later. Okay, let's say my father asked me to go to the store, pick him up some groceries. Right, so again, the parents, that's the parents have no money, but let's say the parents have money. Let's say my father tells me he needs to go to the store, I should pick up his suit at the cleaners or something like that. So I have to do that, that's kibbutz of aim, but I don't have to pay for the bill. He has to pay for the bill. Mishallah, that's a different question. Okay, not for now. Anyway, so that's the basic Gemara. And the Rashi, okay. And the Rambam codifies this in Hilchos Mamrin, but he adds to it as well, in Parak Vav Halacha Gimel. He mentions under Mora also, even though the Gemara kind of, we just saw, again, Kedushin, Lamed Aleph and Beis, the Gemara kind of divided. It says you don't call your parent by name, right? And then it gave several definitions of Mora, several definitions of Kibbutz. The Rambam blends it together, Parak Vav Halacha Gimel, Ezu Mora Ezu Kavod. Mora lo ome bim komo, don't stand in his place. Velo yoshe bim komo, velo sosa zvar, velo machi zvar, and velo yikra lo bishmo, lo bechai, velo moso. Don't refer to him by his name, neither while he's alive, not even if he's dead. Ela omer abba mori. You say, my father, my master. That's what you say, referring to father. You never refer to your father by name. So the Rambam clearly puts that under Mora, even though the Gemara didn't exactly. The Gemara, again, if you look back at source number eight, you'll see the Gemara didn't exactly put this idea of not calling a parent by name under Mora, because it told you that din, then it defined Kibbutz and Mora, right? But anyway, the Rambam puts it together, and the Shulchan Aruch accepts that. Yeridea Simon Reish Mem Siv Beis at Sifus Kibbutz Avayim, source 11. Ezo Mora Lo Omid Yamad Mekomo Ham Yuchad Lo Lamo Chom Bestowed Zekeinu Mechaver. That's where he hangs around with his friends, with other Tamil Chachamim. He stands in his place, don't stand in his place. Father's a particular seat in the shul, you don't sit in that seat. The mother, same thing. You can say, I think, Father, you're right, then I can support you, but not in a way that you say, whatever you say, in a disrespectful way. But here for us, that's very Paschal and Shulchan Aruch. You don't refer to the parent by his name or her name, same with the mother, even if they're no longer alive, but are still alive, you say Abba Mori. So it's interesting, huh?
Even if you say Abba Mori, fine.
Let's see. Good. Let's see how that plays out. Before we get to that, very good. We'll get to all that. Very good. So let's see. So the Piskei Tshuva there in your Yoredei Sin Reishman, Tziv Katan Beis, right? This will address your question. Below your Granu Bishmo, Venerally, says the Piskei Tshuva. If somebody asks you, Ben mi ato, you know, whose son are you? Then, Mutzalomer Ben Reploniani. Like, why are you going to how you called up? You took whatever on. Right? When you say Ben, then it's okay. And he says, he brings a Rayev that the Rosh referred to his Rebbe or Maron Rutenberg by his name and so on and so forth because someone asked the question and so on. So the Piskei Tshuva says, in other words, there's an exception. And that is if they ask you your name, then you can respond. Right? What are you supposed to say? I'm a son of Abba Mori? That's not what the guy wants to know. He wants to know his father's name. What's your father's name? Abba Mori. You know, that's his name. Now, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva Eger is bothered by the following question over there in his Argosa, the Shulchan Aruch, Kodei, Simon Reish, Mem, Siv, Beis. He says, well, you can't, apparently not allowed to mention his name. Koshali. He quotes two Gemaras, which I'm presenting here, that seems to contradict this. One is the Gemara Brachas Yud Chesem Abayis, 14. It's an interesting story in the Gemara. We'll see a few interesting stories that are just... our point is one minor point to the story, but it's an interesting story. Anyway, the Gemara starts, 14. Toshma, Davur Deshmul Havakam Mavkidi Gabe Zuzadi Yasmin. The father of Shmuel had certain money that belonged to Yisomim, to orphans that he was holding on to. And then Kinoch Nafshelo Av Shmuel Gabei. When the father of Shmuel died, Shmuel wasn't around, so he never got to find out from the father where the money is. Again, so they wanted the money. So what did Shmuel do? He wanted to communicate with his father. Okay. So Ozal Abasa the Chatzar Mavis. He went to the graveyard. You know, now before you get excited about it, the Marsha in 16 says it's all in a dream. Okay. So that's what he says, right? Marsha there in Brochus, Yuchesameis, Maisel Chaserechad, Hina Akat Ravada, Nachman Dibar Ritva, Shadavar Zahai Bechalom. All these things when he's doing. But I'm not interested in what. He's looking for his father. So he sees all these deceased souls, and he says, Omar Lahu, the second line of 14, Be'ina Abba, I'm looking for my father. But here doesn't mean his father. His name was Abba. Shmuel's father was named Abba. Abba is a Hebrew name. Sometimes there are people named Abba. Okay? So he says, so they told him, the other souls there, Abba Tumika, there are lots of people who named Abba. You know, which one do you want? You know, She says, Amar Lahu, but you know, Abba Bar Abba. I'm looking at apparently Shmuel, Abba, both the father and the grandfather, same name. I want Abba Bar Abba. So they told him, Amar Lahu, Abba Bar Abba, Nami Tuvicha. There are more than one of those here, too. Okay, so Amar Lahu, Bina Abba Bar Abba, Abu the Shmuel. Oh, they found him, and it's a Solik, Lemasitirki. Fine. But what do we see? Shmuel called his father by the name. He called his father, he called him by the name. So Rekhi Vega wonders. No, but first he went first. Okay, he said, I'm looking for my father, Abba. How did he say that? You know, how did he say the father's name? His name is Abba. That's an interesting question. This isn't Abba Mori.
I had that question. My kids asked me, what
yeah.
the father's name is Abba.
Call him Tati.
I said, right. I said, Abba Branch, we all asked him.
Yeah.
A couple of weeks later, I asked him, I don't know, my kids
call him Tati. Right, that's it. Or dad, or pop, or whatever. Anyway, but that's one of the Gemara's of Akiva Eger quotes. Then he quotes another Gemara. Shabbos Kuf Tesvav and Aleph, 17. Amr Biosi. Rabbi Yossi, the Tana, his father was named Chalafta. He's called Yossi ben Chalafta. That was the Stam Rabbi Yossi in the Gemara. Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta. So 17, Amr Rabbi Yossi, Ma'aseh Abba Chalafta, my father Chalafta. Again, he called his father, right? He said his name, Chalafta. Shehalach Eitzah on Gubba Tiveria. He went to Tiveria, and they were sitting by the certain Rabbi Yochanan. They had a sefer, you know, whatever the story is, not so important, okay? But be that as it may, you see, and as Rashi says the next page, Rashi there, 18, Abba Chalafta, Abba Shol Rabbi Yossi, Chalafta Shemo. The father of Yossi is called Chalafta, and yet he referred to him as by the father's name, Chalafta. So we keep Eger there in Yeridea, wonders, it says in the Rambam, it says in Shulchan Aruch, never mention your father's name. If two Gemaras, one was Shmuel, one was Rabbi Yossi, will both mention the father's name. There are other sources like that. The Rekiv Eger there didn't quote, but other Achonim quote different sources. Listen to this, 19, the Gemara in Gittin. Your Donovan Olive going over his Donovan base. A wild story. A very strange story. But it's in the Gemara. Your Donovan Olive, 19. Getting your Donovan Olive. Rav Achi Rav Yoshia. Havala Ispika the Kasa ben Hardok. Rav Achi, the son of Rav Yoshia, had Ispika, Rashi says in 20, is a Kli. Had some kind of a silver vessel. Had a silver Kli of some sort in the city of Nahardok. So apparently two of his friends, Rav Dustai Bar Yanai and Rav Yossi Bar Kippur were going to Nahardah. So Rav Achi Bar Yossi said, listen, when you get to Nahardah, go to the guys that have my silver bowl, bring it back. They were watching it for me, whatever, bring it back. Okay, they said, good. So they went over there, and they said, you have the things. So he says, yeah, we'll give it to you. But they didn't want to give it. He said, I want you to give us some kind of a sign, something that we gave it to you, etc., whole story. And they got into a fight, basically. Okay, I won't read the whole Gemara inside. Rav Dusta Bar Yanai and Rav Yossi Bar Kippur, the two rabbis, got into a fight with these other guys who were holding the silver bowl. Okay? And Hava Kometzarele, they started beat up the rabbi. Amalei Chazimar, Kahai Chagavel, how did he do this to me? And the other rabbi was scared. So he said, all right, do whatever you want to him. He was afraid to stick up for him. Finally, they escaped, they got away, and they returned to Achim Rav Yossi, told the whole story. And Rav Dusta Bar Yanai was rather taken aback that his buddy didn't help him. It was the fight. Okay? Rav Yossi Bar Kippur didn't help him. So he said, they were ready to kill me. And look what it says here. He said, they were ready to kill me. And Elu, second and last line, Elu Hargaz Dustai, if they would have killed Dustai, that's me. Me Nosan Liyana Abba Bar Kamosi. Who's going to give another son to my father Yanai? All right? Never mind, they'll kill me. It'll hurt my father. But again, what do you see? He called says Yanai. That was his father. His name was Abdusta Bar Yanai. And he says, who's going to get, if they would have killed me? And then Rav Achi said, these were tough guys, and they were thugs, and whatever it was. Did the right thing. Fine. But again, what do you see from that Gemara? An interesting story, but for our purposes, what emerges is that he called his father by his first name. Another Gemara. Psachim Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. 22. Chamisha Darm Tzir, with certain, talking about, this is the right time of year, talking about Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Shimon Yochai was a Talmud of Akiva. We're coming up to Lag B'Omer in a week and a half. So, you know, I mean, Talmud of Akiva, who died, so Akiva is sort of like a certain backdrop to the Omer period. And Shimon Yochai, of course, the Yard says, I'm like B'Omer. So anyway, the Gemara says, Shimon Yochai wanted Akiva to teach him, and this was during the time of the Roman persecution. Akiva was the first. He didn't want to teach him. Didn't want to get Shimon into trouble. Amalei Rebbe Lamdeni Torah. Amalei, look at the second line of 22. Im Eina Torah Lamdeni, if you won't teach me, Ani Omer Lo Yochai Abba Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. I'll tell my father Yochai, and he'll rat you into the government, and so on and so forth. In other words, bottom line, and then of course that's the famous line. The Kiva says, "Of course I want to teach, right?" Yosef Masha Ega Rotze Lianek Para Rotze Lianek. More than the calf wants to suck the milk from the mother wants to give off the milk even more. So of course I want to teach, but it's a time of danger, whatever it is. But the bottom line is again, what is if Shimon is a Shimon Ben Yochai? Shimon Ben Yochai prefers his father as Yochai. Again, seems to be against the rule. Another Gemara, Sanhedrin, Pamad Aleph. 24. Okay. Elam Rabba Hachi Kamar Shnaim Shom Di Vyotza Chetz Menem Vaharag Shnaim Tukma. Bamar was Afilu Abba Chalafta Menem. Even if my father Chalafta was there, it would still be the din. You know, he killed him by mistake, etc., etc. Again, he calls him by the same, by the father's name. The details of the case aren't important. But the truth is, and we're going to see the Aruch HaShulchan point this out, you don't have to go searching through these unusual Gemaras where the Tanoim or Amoraim referred to their father by name. The Pasuk Chumash, right? 26, Bereishis, we all know, it's a song. Perek Mem Ches, Pasuk Tazayin. Yaakov Avinu is talking. Hamalach HaGol HaSimikora, Yivarech HaSan Orim, Yikor V'hem Shemi, V'shem Avos, Avram V'Yitzchak. He calls it, mentions his father's name, Lucian Chumash like that. He calls his father Yitzchak, Avram V'Yitzchak. And then the rest of the source on this page, numerous places in Malach HaMalach, Shlomo HaMelech, refers to his father David by the father's name. So just to take a look, 27, right, the Parak Beis of Malachim Aleph, Sukkot Chavdal to Chavav, there's a point in New Cohen, and says, at the end of Pasuk Chavav, Kinasasas, Aron Hashem, Kim Lifnei David Avi. Okay, you bore the, you carried the Aron in the presence of my father David. Malachim Aleph, Parak Gimel, Sukkot Vav and Zion, when Shlomo HaMelech wants to build the Beis HaMikdash, whatever, I'm sorry, he becomes the king, so Atar Shem HaKai HaTam Lachlos, Abdechot Tachas David Avi. Right, you made me the king in place of my father David. And when he begins to build the Beis HaMikdash, Malach HaMalach Perek Hei, Pasuk Tazayin, he sends a message to Hiram. Hiram was the king of Lebanon. He needed things from Lebanon. So he says, HaToyodat is David Avi, you knew my father David. And again, Pasuk Yitzhak, Kasher Diba Hashem El David Avi. And finally, Malach HaMalach Perek Ches, all those Sukkim, Pesukim that's from the Haftar of Shemini Atzeres, when they, in the time of the dedication, the inauguration of the Beis HaMikdash, the Shlomo HaMelech gave a big speech, a big tefillah. And throughout this whole speech, right, so it says again a lot of times, David Avi. So you know, all these cases, okay. So unusually then, you know, how do we explain this din? How do we explain this din in the Shulchan Aruch? That's the Rambam, it's the Abba Mori, in many cases we don't have it. Okay. Then one last thing I want to show you from the Gemara in Kiddush and Lamed Beis, where I was there asked before about when learning, you know, so what do you do if Taka, the father, made a mistake in learning? You know, and that's supposed to correct him. That's, you know, he says you're an absolute mistake in halacha. You know, I mean, so you can't just let that go. All right, so the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda, his father was named Yechezkel. It is Rabbi Yehuda by Yechezkel and Rami by Yechezkel, brothers. So he apparently corrected his father to Shmuel, who was Rabbi Yehuda's teacher, Amalei Shmuel, Rabbi Yehuda Shinana. Shinana was Rabbi Yehuda's nickname. Shmuel called him Shinana. There are two different interpreters what that means, Shinana. Some said it's in the word Shane, teeth. Rabbi Yehuda was a smiley. No, that's nothing. Smiley, that teeth. They call him Shinana. Others say Shinana from like Vishinantam, a sharp. Whatever it was. Lo tema leila avucha havi. Don't talk to your father that way. Rather, you should say Abba. Say it in a pleasant way. All right. Anyway, let's move to 33. The Aruch HaShulchan. Your day is still.
Yeah.
But
his father says the necks are better than the
Yankees. Mm. Yeah, that's a different machuyo there. Yeah, it's machuyo only makes a difference. Yeah, right. Anyway.
I'm saying, but is it only in Torah or only in the
Amor? Yeah. So again, that's not tonight's shir, but you don't. Well, either way, you have to talk respectfully. You don't have to listen.
Saying, you're allowed to contradict. I think by Miller.
Yes. Yeah.
All due respect. Yeah. Yeah. Wrong.
I don't know, I respect
that. Is the problem equal in Rashi Tosfos versus Matan Yankee?
I think that according to this Gemara here, it's saying you have to say Kach Kosu Batara, Kach Kosu Batara, you have to tell them the correct. As far as Mil D'Alma, I'm not sure, I forgot. In Mil D'Alma, it doesn't matter, you can let it go, I think.
You could say
let it go. Say neither one of them are. Anyway, the Aruch HaShulchan says, here let's look at Gemara 33. Aruch HaShulchan is doing Reish Mem Sif Tezrov. And he doesn't understand this whole thing. It's Tmani, Tmihani, Hamatzina, so far coming to Gittin, Abdustab, all these cases, where I got them from. And all those cases I just showed you are from the Aruch HaShulchan. Okay? And now what he adds on, though, and this is the point that's what I thought you were asking. He says like this: Uba emes b'gemara. Okay. Oh, by the way, I'm sorry. One of the points I was going to point out: that last gemara in kedushin, even the gemara doesn't say you have to say Abba Mari. It just says Abba. Right? Just the gemara in kedushin, Abba avartal divrei Torah el omer Abba kach kosa b'torah. That gemara in kedushin lamed beis v'nalaf. That's Rosh Hashanah also one. Doesn't say Abba Mari. It just says Abba. So you have many cases in the Tanakh and in the Gemara where they call the father by the name. And even when they refer to him without the name, they just call him Abba, not Abba Mari. That's what the Rosh Hashanah is bothered by. Yeah.
Maybe it's not a spirit. We said that you can't say your father's name alone.
Oh, very good.
It says that you can't say your father's name in conjunction with...
Oh, very good. So says the Rosh Hashanah, he says two things. First of all, okay, first of all, he says, "Emes b'gemara lo nimtzah shetzarchom Abba Mari, ela kishomer dvar halacha mishmo b'rabim." That gemara, remember, that was the gemara where the rabbi was talking to the torgeman, to the microphone, to the translator, to say it out loud. That, in the context of Yeshir, quoting a dvar halacha, a dvar Torah from the father, that rabbi said, that's what you're asking about. You're talking about the dvar Torah from the father, then you got to say Abba Mari. But if you're stam talking to him and so on, or it's not a matter of teaching, then you can just say Abba. Then you just say Abba.
My father's picking me up at 10 o'clock.
Right, that's what I'm saying. They don't have to say Abba Mari. That's my point. That's what the Rosh Hashanah says.
Exactly.
The only thing is, but he said the problem is, and maybe that's the Rambam Shulchan Aruch Mental, it doesn't exactly appear that way. But as far as the other point, now the second Rosh Hashanah says, your point, Monty. He says, you look back in these cases, it's okay to say the father's name with a title before it. Yes. Rabbi Yossi Bar Chalafta said, Abba Chalafta. It's like, my father, Chalafta. When it says you're not allowed to say the name, that's time. You don't call Bill or David or whatever. You say, my father, David, my Abba, Chalafta. Ro Yochai, Abba, David, Avi. Okay? You're saying, Avosai, Avram Yitzchak, right? So that's basically the Aruch HaShulchan's answer, is that it's okay to say the father's not, you can never mention the name. You don't mention the name by itself. You mention with a title in a respectful fashion, that's what's allowed. Okay,
so,
yeah. Just
resolve. All of them had that
type. That's what Rosh Hashanah says. Okay, that's what Rosh Hashanah says. Now, it seems that the Shulchan Aruch, even though it doesn't say that in Kibbutz Avayim, Hilchos Kibbutz Avayim, we saw Reish Mem, it does say that somewhere else. In Reish Mem Beis, which is the laws of Kvod Rabbo, just the two chapters later in Yeridah, so source 34. Shulchan Aruch Yeridah, Simon Reish Mem Beis, Sif Tesvav, we have a same din. Also, the Talmud, Likros L'Rabbo Bishmo, just like you can't call your father by name, a Talmud can't call his Rebbe by his first name. Lo b'chayvelo is the same thing. And, that's what he says. So look at the end there. B'chol zeh dafka shenomazki rak shmo levat. It's only us to say just the name. Avamuta loma, Rebbe, Mori Pula, Rabbi, Rabbi Gomer, whatever. You know, you can give a title. That's allowed. So therefore, we have the right to say, that it's the same thing by your father, just like by the Rebbe. You may not say a Rabbi Gomer by your father, but you say Abba by your title.
Why did the Shulch Hashem say to him, hand me that kahat?
Hmm.
I tell people
all the time. Yeah, I thought it was also not right, yeah. Oh, Jastro. Anyway, it came the name of the book. That's the whole book is just called Jastro. I know.
She's in words, I'll see you ready.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, I'll face it, but she's pretty obvious, right? Anyway, but all right, so that's the that's the ruling. And the Bir HaGra, there in the system in Reish Mem Beis, if Kotel Lamed Vav makes this point, he equates it. He says, he quotes the Sifrei in Dvarim, which we'll see. He says, by his father, Kishama Abba Mutter, Kamosha, Makama Makomos, Abba Chalafti, Yochai Abba, Yanai Abba. I didn't quote all of them, I just quoted the one that he quoted. There are others. So that's okay to use the title. Okay? Now, it's interesting because, there are some cases where you don't even seem to find that, though. That's the problem. You asked before, does it resolve all the steers? Well, it resolves most of them. Okay. Yeah, it resolves most of them. It doesn't resolve that one. Well, there you might say it's different. But there's something else also. There's a Gemara in Kiddush and Lamed Gimel. I'm going over. Rabbi Yochanan HaVekoi Mekamei, this is an interesting point, Tom. Rabbi Yochanan HaVekoi Mekamei Sabei Daramoi. Rabbi Yochanan would stand up when an old person walked in the room, even as a non-Jew, even as an old non-Jew, Rabbi Yochanan would stand up out of sense of covet. See that anyone does that today. But Rabbi Yochanan to stand up,
yeah.
Even right, that's it.
Stand up
Omar, Kama Harpatki Adu Alayadani. You know, he said, these people experienced so much in life. We owe them, look where they are, the elderly people. They experience so much, we have to have reverence for them. Rava make him look, he wouldn't stand up all the way, but he'd, you stand up a little bit, like, okay, Abaye would shake a hand, whatever, Rava would send. But anyway, Rav Nachman, okay, Mishader Guzar, he would send some of his attendants, and he had, like, I guess it was called Rebbe, he had guys to send them. But anyway, Ilav Torah, if not for Torah, his name was Nachman Bar Abba. Kama Nachman Bar Abba, Ika B'shukah. So again, he says Nachman Bar Abba, and so that's what some of the Mefarshim are bothered by. He didn't say Abba Mari and so on. Again, we've dealt with it, and it might be different if the guy's name is actually Abba, okay? But there are other places where, where it seems that it's not, so we'll see in a second, but maybe that was because he said his full name, Nachman Bar Abba, like we call up to the Torah. Saying, I'm Ben so-and-so is the same thing as saying, he is my father, I'm his son. Right? So just like the Rosh HaShulchan just said, you can say, Abba Chalafta, Yochai Abba, Yanai Abba, if I say Ben so-and-so, that's also Bar, Bar is just Aramaic, but Ben, the same thing. So for example, we find in Brachas Lama Dalar Bey, it's a famous story. A story once that Yabchina Bardosa was known for his tefillah, very, very expertise in davening, and there were people who daven on behalf of other people, and so on. Somebody, I don't mention names, but somebody told me that, a woman told me that somebody complained about her, this woman's husband, that, the big Talmud Chacham, the Rosh Yeshiva, somebody complained to, I don't know why I would complain to the wife, but said, the husband davened so slowly, why is he davening so slowly? So she responded by saying, I'll give you a bracha, you should never have to ask him to daven for you. Okay. Sometimes some of the big people daven for other people. That's our bracha. You should never have to ask him to daven for you. Anyhow, so Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai's son got ill. So he asked his Talmud, Chanina Mendoza, please, Chanina Bini Bakesh Olav Rachman V'yichya. Please daven on behalf of my son so he should live. So he niach rosh ben birkov, so he put his hand by, bowed, so to speak, Rubikas Rachman V'chaya, and the child taka lived. Amr B'Yochanan Ben Zakkai, he was amazed. He said, Ilmala Hitiach Ben Zakkai, he called himself Ben Zakkai. If I, Ben Zakkai, could have davened all day long, it wouldn't help. This guy davened, it worked right away. And then the wife asked him, he's bigger than you are? No, but his davening is better. It's a famous Gemara, Baruch Hashem Davening Beis. Anyway, what's my point? He said Ben Zakkai. But he didn't just say his father's name Zakkai. He said, me, Ben Zakkai. So that adds up to the same thing. That's okay. That's like saying Abba Chalafta. That's saying like Abba, Yochai Abba. Because it's saying Yochai Abba about him. Or my father, or I'm his son. It's the same thing. That's what I'm trying to bring out.
The question is, why did he call himself by his own name?
I don't know. Good. But fact is,
if he's going to do it the other way, then it's all his own name.
Exactly. Okay. In Pirkei Avos, again, these are famous, unusual stories. That's why I'm spending time on it. 42. Pirkei Avos, Perek Aleph. Just understand, Pirkei Avos, Eliezer HaGadol, Eliezer ben Hyrcanus, one of the great Tanoim. So we have a collection of Midrashic literature called Pirkei Avos. It's considered, I believe, the oldest Medrash, or among the oldest Midrashim, is Pirkei Avos. Now, whether Eliezer, the Tana, wrote all of it, that's a debate, and it's not clear that he compiled it all. It happens to be, as we see over here, the very first story in there is about Eliezer ben Hyrcanus when he came to learn. He came to learn, talk on the Birchon and Zakkai. So the 42, that's the beginning of Pirkei Avos, a Perek Aleph. So it says, my sibber of Eliezer ben Hyrcanus. Okay? So his father was a rich man. He had plowing and so on, and he was crying because he wanted to learn. And he came to Birchon and Zakkai. They didn't want to teach him, blah, blah, blah. The whole story. Okay? When he came to Yerushalayim to Birchon and Zakkai. Anyway, he didn't tell him who he was. Finally, Birchon and Zakkai pressed him. He said, Ben Hyrcanus. So again, Ben Hyrcanus, that was okay because he said it. He said the word Ben. That's what emerged from that story.
Let's say Ben would not be enough.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. You got to ask a question. Well, my father, my master's name is. I guess you'd have to go out the whole speech. But anyway, last source of this batch is a Medrash and Dvarim Rabbah, Parsha Zot HaBrocha, Parsha Yud Aleph, Simon Yud. A very, very interesting Medrash. The Medrash talks about. It was time for Moshe Rabbeinu to die. Parshas Zot HaBrocha, right? So none of the Malachim wanted to come and take Moshe's neshama away. They all said, I can't do it. So finally, Samuel, was identified with the Sutton, you know, some oil, he said, I'll do it. Acharkach Omar Samuel Rosha Tseva Avinu Shalpana, because Baruch Hu sent Samuel to go do it. What could he do? So he went and he got there and he saw Moshe. Moshe, I'm not giving my neshama to you. You're not, you know, and Samuel said, what do you mean? Everybody's got to die at some point. What's the point? So I did all these things. I split the Red Sea and a whole long list of things. Anyway, in the context of discussion, Moshe refers to himself as Ben Amram. I don't know why. Maybe that's where Yochanan Zakkai got it from. Now you can ask, why did Moshe do it? I don't know. Okay, but he didn't call himself Moshe. Ben Amram. So again, he referred to his father as Ben Amram, so all of that is okay. Yeah.
Isn't that derogatory sometimes?
Have Korach or yeah, so that's from other people. Right, so what I was referring to is when you, you know, it's like with boys, I mean, I work at Shiva High School. Boys have first names, but when they get to high school, there's no more first names. Hey, Schwartz! You know, hey, Cohn.
Yeah. Right?
No, they lose their first. No, in high school, they always call their last name. You know, hey, Mendelowitz. Somehow. So that's considered a little bit disrespectful. If you talk.
Same with the Rebbe.
Right.
In third grade, the Rebbe says Moshe. Yeah. You know, common. And in high school, they say.
Yeah, their last name. Yeah, sure. Over. Yeah. Although, to be honest.
The not here today.
Yeah, to be honest, in the. As you told me, in Brooklyn, today, nowadays, in Brooklyn, Flatbush. The schools have names, but nobody knows. Where do you daven? Oh, Mandelbaum.
Yeah.
Where do you daven? Yeah. No, here I think they refer to the other schools. Have some communities have initials. O E A B T P. You know,
daven
over here.
Okay. They'll say
Rabbi, but in Brooklyn they'll say Rabbi. Oh. Where do you daven? Landau. this is the way it is. But anyway. So the Korach, when they rebelled, they called Moshe, hey, Ben Amram. That was like derogatory. But he says it about himself, it's not derogatory. And really, again, it comes from a pasuk, Shmuel Aleph Perek Zayin, 44. That's right after David killed Goliath, you know, in the little battle there. So he referred to him, they asked him his name, David Ben, who's son of you, David Ben Avdecha Yishai Beis Halach. Okay. So based upon all of this, Rav Avadia Yosef, source 45 is a tshuva. Tshuva is Rabbi Omer, Chelek Beis, Yachelik Yeridea Simon Tes Vav in Os Hey. So he brings a lot of these sources. Again, we mentioned the Hashulchan, Abikib Egat, all these different Gemaras and Midrashim, and he said it's in maybe halfway down the ninth line or so, the middle line. Ulfianas Daiti after Dibur Mutter Kevin Shomashu Ben Leploni Arehu Ka Omer Ploni Abba. He proves from all these sources saying Ben, that's when you get called from the Torah. You'll say, what's your name? Shalom and Baruch, whatever. It's perfectly okay. And like he called himself Ben Zaka in all of these cases. So that's what Rav Yosef demonstrates that it's mutter. And also, Rav Yosef asked before, he quotes a Ben Ish Chai about signing. When you sign a ksuba, what do you write? You don't have to write Yitzhak Ben Avi Mori Adoni Avi. It's okay. Yitzhak Ben Avram. It's good enough.
You sign. Right,
apparently not. Okay.
And they quote for the Torah.
Yeah.
Everybody does.
Yeah, you don't have to.
Maybe you don't have to.
Hmm. Now, I'll tell you, it's interesting, this is a side point. I feel, you know, in a get, there are no honorific titles. Even if you don't write harav, but in a get. And for, yeah.
We're making Mishabara for somebody.
Yeah.
So if he's a rabbi, or
you can say, yeah.
You can leave that out. Or you
some sense it's different. It was a holy, I mean.
Right. It's
also
called it.
Right.
You don't say corporal.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, in a get in general, you don't put any honorific titles in a get. I just thought the din and ksuba a lot of times are parallel to get in some ways. I thought also by ksuba also. So my first daughter's wedding, so I just put her name. I wrote my name. My Hebrew name is Menachem Mendel. So I wrote name is Menachem Mendel. I thought you don't put on in these kinds of things getting ksuba. I thought you didn't put in, but Rosh Hashanah read the ksuba at the wedding. So he read it. He read it as if it said harav, you know. So nobody else knew the difference. I knew what I wrote, though, you know. So I asked him after. I thought, you don't know, it's just by get. So by exubi, you can put it. All right, anyway. So, but that's what Rabbi Yosef says. If it quotes a Ben Ishchai, we'll see it later. You can sign. It's all okay if you do Ben. But now we come to another interesting thing, okay? The Rambam deals with in Hilchos Mamrin, Perek Vav, Halacha Gimel. What about if it's the following case? You have the father's name is whatever it is. So now we say you got to say Ben. That's me talking about him. But what if my father's name is Avram, and I got a friend called Avram, right? So I want to talk to my friend. I'm calling Avram. I'm not talking to my father. You know, I'm talking to my friends right there. That was a story some people heard. The, huh? Reb, you say Reb, yeah.
Wait, well, that's the Michael Weinstein was across the street.
Yeah. Yes, I had with the Baron Lichtenstein also.
Yeah.
The story that he was walking in the halls of the yeshiva. The two boys were walking. One boy's one of the friends was called Aaron. So he said, "Hey, Aaron, do you have an extra pen?" So Lichtenstein turned around and goes, "Here." The boy was like, "No," like mortified, like, "No, I wasn't calling you Aaron." He didn't say it, but like you can imagine, you want to, right? I mean, you want to dig right into the ground, you know, right at that point, you know. But is it right? So Moshe, the same story. A guy across the street called Moshe. Right, so you have these. Okay, people are humble, and then you know. But anyway, so let's see. You know, I'm not going to that. But the Rambam talks about how you shame Aviv or shame Rambam, shame Acherim. So what do you do? I mean, you know, I can't. I'm not supposed to use my father's name. So I'm talking to my friend Avram. I can't say Avram. He says, "Yeah, you should call him something. Call him Avi. Call him Avram. Or call him something else." But he says, "Yeah, royally, she'ain nizar bekach, ela b'shem shu pela she'ain akol doshin bo." Rambam here says, but it appears to me that that's only true if it's an unusual kind of name. Not that many people have that name. So then, to say it, somebody, since so few people have the name, someone might think he's talking about it to his father, talking about his father. But Avo Hashem or Shekar Mem, I'm going to Avram Yitzchak Yaakov Moshe, these names, Keotzeman, B'chol Losh, Chozman, Karba, Hem Lachem, Shalom, B'fonav, Vein B'kachum. As long as the father's not there, they might think you're talking to him, Aaron or Moshe, whatever, then you can use those names. Common names, says the Rambam, is not an issue. Okay, so my father's name, Avram, huh?
He's not there, and it's...
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
It's uncommon and he's there.
Let's see.
Or it's uncommon and he's not there.
Right, that's what it looks like. That's what it looks like. So the Kesef Mishnah, though, wonders, one second, it's word 47, but where did Rambam get that from? It's interesting, but where did he get it from? Tzorach here, Mehechen Motzo, V'chol Aloshen, Ad Ein Bekachum, I'm not sure. And the Turin Yoridei also says, Kosev Rambam, this is Yoridei, it's in Reishman, 48, Kosev Rambam, Lo Yukena B'shmo, Lo B'chai, V'lo Mose, El Omer Abba Mori, where did he get that from? That you can't even call other people. The Rambam, the whole thing in the Rambam is a jump. Says the Torah, not just about, he says about the unusual name, but where did he get in the first place that, you know, if the father's not there, you can't use the name at all.
It's
real, yeah.
You have to go together.
Yeah, but, right, that's what both the Rambam and the Kesef Mishnah, the Kesef Karo, and the Torah point out. However, despite his objection in the Beis Yosef, in the Shulchan Aruch, the same author, the Kesef Karo writes, in Hilchos Kibbut of Amesim, Reish Mem, Siv Beis, Hoya Shem Aviv, Kishem Acher, Mishana Shmom, so the Taz says, hey, 50, or is it your point? It's obvious, he says. You don't want to know the source, it's obvious. They all wonder where the source is.
Well, the example, he says, quote, never in front of
the... Right, he says, true. She says, the befonav also b'shel acherim afilu b'eino peli. In front of the father, even if it's not a strange name, you shouldn't do it. The yisbar of it, shekara oso, because the father will think you're talking to him, it's disrespectful. V'chein misha omer l'sham yisbar kach, and the other listener at the table may think, oh my God, the guy calls his father, but it wasn't right. V'ein shum chilek b'zeh imu peli olo. It makes no difference there. So Rabbi Zeh, the Taz is pointing out that it's not both, right? He says, if it's a strange name, unusual name, then it doesn't matter if it's unusual or not unusual. If the father is there, you can't use it. Okay?
So that means you need both.
Right, you need both.
Know
him
to have a
heter. Have to allow, right. Exactly.
Or okay. It's common, or it's unusual, then you can't.
Right.
But what's the source for unusual?
No, we don't have it, so we don't know what the source is exactly. The Taz says it's Svara. People think.
Svara is the common name, I thought, in front of the father.
Right, right. That's, oh, you're right. You're right. We haven't seen the source of that one, right. Okay. Okay, the Shach and Sivkot and Gimel. That was the Taz and Sivkot. Shach and Sivkot and Gimel writes, Vajisha, because of Acherim, I feel a bit fun of. Im Eino Peli Shori, okay? The Shach learns differently, and others learn differently. They say, no, if it's a common name, then even if it's front of the father, it's okay, because everybody will know there must be another person at the table called Chaim, right? It's only if it's a strange name, then it's a problem. V'chein b'peli shalo b'fonav, it's also mutter, okay? So again, there are different ways to learn this din.
49, it required both.
That's what Shulchan Aruch says, but the Tar is in the Shach, and the Shach questions that. Okay? Now,
49 is the same as 51.
The 49, well, the Shach is explaining. No,
But the Shita of whether you need two Tanayim, two conditions.
No, the Shach is arguing. He's saying, no. Okay? Because he's saying that if it's a common name, then even Befanov it's allowed. And if it's a rare name, okay, even Shalom Befanov it's allowed. Right. Okay. Now, now the Bir HaGra mentioned an interesting thing, just as a side point, but I think it's interesting to know. The Bir HaGra there, it's in Reish Mem Sukkot and Zion, points out that the name Abaye, right? Abaye from the Gemara, Abaye and Rava, they were one of the most important Amorim. You know, you can't turn, I think, three pages anywhere in Shas without coming across Abaye and Rava. They're all over. So what kind of name is Abaye? Funny name. What kind of name is that?
Yeah,
okay.
So it's a derivative of Abba.
Yeah, it is. That's what we'll see what it is. Abaye was a Yosom. Abaye's father died while the mother was pregnant with him, and the mother died in childbirth. So Abaye never met either of his parents. He was orphaned from birth. Okay? And to the Rashi, the Pasuk in the Haftarah of Shabbos Shuvah, and Vayetze, it says, Asher Becha Yerucham Yosom. Right, Asher Becha, in you Hashem, the orphan will find comfort. Reshet Tevis, Aleph Beis Yudir Abaye, Asher Becha Yerucham Yosom. But anyway, he was raised, since his parents were both dead, he was raised by his uncle Nachmoni. Okay, his uncle Rabba Bar Nachmoni. Rabba Bar Nachmoni, that was his uncle. So that's who raised him. Many times the Rabbi in the Gemara quotes his uncle, Rabba Bar, he learned from him. That was his Rebbe, and his uncle who raised him. So he was named Nachmoni probably after Rabba Bar Nachmoni's father. Okay, so he says, he was raising him, so he didn't want to call the child Nachmoni, that's my father's name. So therefore, he had a derivative called Abaye, as Rabba was raising this baby called Nachmoni, but his own father's name was Nachmoni. He didn't want to use the father's name. I don't know whether the father's alive or dead, but he didn't want to use the father's name, so he came up Abaye, who was a derivative of Abba. He's like my father, same name, Nachmoni.
That's another reason for one side of the two, and the Ashkenazim and the
Sfarim. Yeah, right. We'll get that.
If you're living
farther,
you've got
to be careful.
When you want to
that's exactly right. Now,
then Ashkenazim will have the same problem.
That is true. So let's take a look. The Pisrei Tshuva there in Yeridea, Simon Reish Mem, Sivkot and Gimel, refers us to Gittin Lamed Alma Beis, where the Gemara says in 54, Hilchus to Kanachmoni, and the Gerashi there in Gittin says, Abaye. Nachmoni is Abaye. And he says, Nir b'ena dal shem sherabba bar Nachmoni gidel Abaye beveso v'limdo torah shayu yosom esiu shem aviv Nachmoni rabba stam hu rabba bar Nachmoni. Fine. So he gave him a name that was reminiscent of the father. And that's Rabbi Akiva Eger on the side of the page here in Gittin Lamed Aleph Beis. Glean HaShas. On that Rashi, he says the whole story that he was his nephew and then he raised him and so on and so forth. The Ben Ish Chai just, so therefore, that's what means you change the name. So why did I bring up all this? Because you didn't want to call him Nachmoni, so you called him something similar, something to remind him, like a nickname. But it was a nickname, that doesn't mean change, don't call the father's name.
That makes the whole thing mother.
Right, exactly. That's an example, yeah.
Talk about a nickname. I remember someplace in the Gemara that one of the reasons someone said they lived a long life is they never called someone by their nickname.
Right. Any person.
That's
at all.
A different thing, right, that's true. Not even an embarrassing nickname. We spoke about that once, I think.
No, but that's because his name is Shmuel, and you call him Shmaro.
Yeah,
but here it's his name from the beginning.
That's true. Maybe that's the difference.
You're not making fun of him.
Good. Never had it. Right. And when you call a guy fatty or dopey, it's a different story, you know. But anyway, the Ben Ishchai and Parsha Shoftim Ozdal. That's the Rav Yosef quoted before from Shal Shnia.
Ben Ishchai had a first name.
His name was Yosef Chaim of Baghdad. Yosef Chaim.
So his father's name is not Chaim.
No.
Otherwise,
name was Chaim. His name was Yosef Chaim. Yeah. Anyway. So the Ben Ishchai quotes, he should say Abba Mari, and he quotes some of these Gemaras, and he says, you can do it if it's, it goes to the whole Rambam, and he says, you're allowed to sign the name. All right, we don't need to go over all those details again. But I want to finish up with an interesting Sefer Chassidim that people know about. Okay, the Sefer Chassidim, we mentioned many times, when we speak about the Chassidim from the time that we've shown him, it's got nothing to do with today's Chassidim, it's not just the Sherebis. No Shtrim, as far as I know. Right. Whereas Yehuda HaChassid was one of the Chassidim Ashkenaz, they called him. He wrote a work called the Sefer Chassidim. So in the Sefer Chassidim is a tzava'a, his will, which a lot of interest. Huh? So it says in the tzava'a, Yehuda HaChassid 58, Oschav Gimel, 58, Lo yisa adam isha sheshma kishem imo. O shmo kishem chamiv. Imnasi yeshana shem echad ulai yesh tikva. Very staggering thing. You shouldn't marry a woman with the same name as your mother. A girl shouldn't marry a man with the same name as a father. Okay? We don't know. It's in this Sevira Chosid. Yeah, I think so. Okay? So, one second. No, so it was written only that a man should marry a woman with the mother's name. But people say, or his name is the same, or the other way, his name is the same as the father-in-law. The same thing. She shouldn't marry the same thing. So it goes both directions. Oh, so one second. So what's going on here? So that's in the Tzavah, in his Tzavah. In the text of the Sefer Chassidim, there are a lot of things. You ask what the source. There are a lot of things in the Sefer Chassidim that are just, you know, very, very unusual or surprising. We don't know what the mocker is in the book. Yes, it is. So in Siman Tov, I want to figure out. Let's see. So Siman Tov Ayin Zayin, in the text of the Sefer Chassidim himself, he mentions not to have in three straight generations the same name. Ben Adam Shalokach Isha Sheshma Rivka, or whatever other name, and his son married a girl named Rivka, and the grandson married a girl named Rivka, it's going to go no good. He shouldn't have the same name, or the boy's name, Moshe, whatever it is, three straight generations. Okay, so now, the question is, do we accept this lahalacha? So the Chaya Adam, in his work called the Chochma Sodom in Yerodea, Shar Beis Hanoshim, it's called Kuf Chof Gimel, Oz Yud Gimel 60. The Da, Mashakosu, Tzavo, Tzura Chosin, Tzim Chof Vav, Chof Gimel. Shalo Yiso Isha Sheshmo Kashem Imo O Shmo Kashem Chavez, Hu Davka Kashem Meshuloshim, Kigon Adam Sheshmo Ruvain, Bechosno Shmo Ruvain, Yikach Od Chosin, it's Davka only in three generations. He links the two things. He says, the Yura Chosin said in the Tzavo, should match what he wrote in the Sefer itself, in the body of the Sefer itself, Tov Ayin Zayin, three generations in a row you shouldn't do, but two is okay. Similarly, the Chassam Sofer writes in the Tshuva, Chelek Gimel, Ebenezer Chelek Aleph Simon Kuf Tes Zayin, he writes, Al-Dvar, Misharot, Zeladabek, Ben Tovim, Bochor, V'Tov, someone's making a shidduch with a good boy, okay, the only problem is they have the same name as the mother, the whole story, they won't do it, there was a machban on it. Anyway, he says, Sefer Chassidim is only talking about three generations, and therefore it's not an issue. However, that's not the Pashas. Okay, the Pashas is the Tzavo is talking about even once. So the know the Yehuda, huh?
Shulchanot didn't mention
that. Oh,
so why did
Chayyot
later
worried
about one?
Because apparently people took it seriously.
So
people were nervous. They got nervous.
And all the other Rishonim.
You're right. With the Yehuda Chos, they got nervous. Not to take a tree down. A lot of different things in the Sefer Chassidim. Yeah, that was people were very nervous about.
Name
it.
On
yeah.
Mother.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's see. So the Noda Behuda. What? Yeah. Right. He had a lot of funny things. Moving different. Right. Yeah.
Moving around.
Take them apart. The Noda Behuda in the Tshuva Madura Tinyana Chelik Ebenezer Siman Ayin Tes was asked. He says, I just got a letter from one of my Talmidim, and he says. And he says like this, as he was always saying, Ahu, let's look at the second line of 62, third line. Ahuve Talmidi, Lulei Avoscha in Darki Lahashu Binonim Ka'elu, Dvarim She'en Lahim Shorish B'Talmud Poskim. Says the Rabbi Huda, I don't like to talk. You know, they asked me about this thing, Rabbi Huda Chassid, Rabbi Huda says, I don't like to pass about things that are not in the Gemara, they're not in the Shulchan Aruch. He's a straight, you know, doesn't want to talk about it. Ach Godel Avoscha Otsin Echutz Egidu, but my fondness for you, he sent me to Shabbos, I'm going to go out of my usual element. Okay, after this Chassimus HaTalmud, you cannot, another Talmud cannot make up a new din or say something against the Gemara. And well, the Gemara never has it, but you can't add things. But, however,
the Gemara and not when the Gemara was silent, not
right, to, right. That's not make up new things. Okay. But now he says, "Omnam." However, he has respect for Yura Chosin. Obviously, he says, "Kishanu motzim echad mechach miYisrael hamuchzef b'Torah b'li sofek shekasa b'sefer davar asosli v'talmud chayav alam mishkonin nafshin l'tarit zvarav." We got to find out. There's got to be a mocker. And it's another Yehuda says, "There's got to be a source." If Yura Chosin said it, it can't be just made it up. He knows it, but I don't know what it is exactly. And at the end, he says, look, about Emissary Darka, some of you said it. This is in the Tzavah of Yura Chosid. He says, Ka Chosid Lazaro Achrav Tzivah. He said this to his descendants. Okay? There's the family. The competitor. Not a cloud for all of Klal Yisrael. Okay, that's what he says. Only for his family. Whatever. So some families have potatoes on certain things. They don't want to, you know, I mean, I was telling somebody, you know, one of my sons-in-law didn't want to name the kids the name of the thoughts of the chest because he thinks people are going to mispronounce it. They say Chaim, it'll be Chaim. You know, okay, everyone's got the Michigan, you know. So I remember Shechter once said, Gedolei Yisrael, great Gedolei Torah. People have Michigan, human beings have a Michigan, it's paid on something, a personal paid on something. It's a Michigan. So he said, once that, right. Okay, but who said that the safe was that part of the safe was intact? We don't know. So Shechter said, you know, everyone has a Mishigas. He said, the Rav's going to have certain Mishigas also. And Moshe, everyone has a Mishigas. He says, who's the Mishigas? The one who chooses to follow everybody's Mishigas. that's the Mishigas. Right? You can have Kepedas on certain things. I'm not saying it's a Mishigas. I'm joking. But that's another Behuda says. Okay? And therefore, you only meant it for his family. You don't have to worry about it. That's what he's suggesting. It's in the Tzavot. It's not in the Sefer. And he goes, Tzavot. So they printed it. Some. We have other Tzavot that print somebody's Tzavot. Let me just finish up because late.
Saying, on one hand, he's a great time for welcome. I can't argue.
Right, but
on the other hand, we don't have to listen because you want to talk about it.
Right, exactly. The Divrei Chaim also, the sons of Rav, Eben Ezra, Chelek Alasim, Chesim, Ches, also the truth about it. And he, you know, he quotes somebody else who said on the back page now. So he also says that maybe it was only Lazaro and son. Rav Moshe Feinstein, Igros Moshe, Eben Ezra, Chelek Alasim, and Dalet. Deals with this also. Now, talking about names, so we know for a fact that for sure Moshe Feinstein was not worried about this because one of his daughters married a man named Moshe, Rabbi Tendler. So Moshe Feinstein's daughter married a man named Moshe. They give an answer, but he's called Moshe David. Rabbi Tendler's called Moshe David. So Moshe Feinstein talks about that in this tshuva, that sometimes it was, you know, or he says something of an English name. You know, the girl's called Rachalea, but they call her Lisa. Right, or whatever the name is going to be. So that's also okay. Don't call her by that name. So in any event, so there are a number of different tshuvas and ways out. Right, that's what he just said. His mother. Your mother. They had a name, right? Yeah, he said his mother. Yeah. So therefore, there are a lot of ways out of this. Out of this thing.
And we have two reasons
that's done so.
We do that for a chola, but there are different reasons. Okay, to prevent you becoming chola. Anyway, I just want to end off. Chacham Avadya, Avadya Seif in Yovei Omer Chelek Beis, Eben Ezer Simon Zion was asked this question when he was in Egypt. Before he became Robert, he moved there to live in Egypt. So Kahir, Tafshin Yud, that's 1950, right, this tshuva. So Amash, we see sometimes here in Mitzrayim that they don't follow this din at all. Okay? All right, Yudah Chassid and Chassid Ashkenaz. But anyway, here's why I brought this up in connection with this year. Avadya proposes that, you know, what was the mukkah for Yudah Chassid? Maybe the mukkah was this thing. Because if you're going to have, let's say, I'm going to marry a girl with the same name as my mother, so we get together on Sukkot, so I sit down, pace on the table, I'll call my wife, and I'm like, right? Or the girl will call her husband. That's why I brought this in tonight. Rav Avadya suggests, maybe that you ask, maybe that's the mukkah. You'll end up calling, I'm talking to, the girl's talking to her husband and father have the same name, so you say, hey, Chaim, give me this all. She's talking to her father, right? So, that's what he suggests. But he says, even there, and he mentions, we among the Sardim name our children after the living grandparents. So sometimes they're going to get together. So he says, Lamaisa, we're not no way like this. It's not our practice. But I just want to bring it in because you have that. That's the connection. That would be an interesting mukkah, if he's right. That would be an interesting mukkah for this kind of Yudah Chassid. Okay, we'll stop over here.
Even the Gemara, it only topped out at like Abba Bar Abba. He didn't have it three times. It was an example.
Hey, Josh, I don't know.
Okay, somebody's not here. Very nice.
Right.